Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everybody. How's it going? Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, and welcome to Untamed Chef on Grillion Ideas Radio. We have an interesting show planned out today because I had a very interesting week. Like I said, the best way to give my audience the show they want to hear is to just tell them how insane I really am, and that's exactly what we're going to get into right now. So here's what happened. We had a couple of things happen this week, and not only was it good, but it also just really challenges me to try to be a better chef and just a better, you know, person with my time. I have a gig coming up this Friday, Chinese New Year dinner, and I've never done a Chinese New Year dinner. I've made a lot of Chinese food, and I've gotten approval from a lot of really good Chinese people when I cook, you know, Chinese food for them for dinners we've done. But now we're going into a full-out Chinese, you know, New Year, and I'm like, oh, man, I've got to make food that's going to bring peace and prosperity. And I want everybody to be happy. We don't want anybody feeling upset or like they were cheated of their Chinese New Year. So I'm really been, I don't know if stress is the right word for everybody to hear, but I really want this to be over the top as much as I possibly can make it. I want this to be an epic happy Chinese New Year for all these wonderful people here. And not only that, but, I mean, if the gig goes great, the guy who's backing this whole project already has me hired for 4 more dinners and is looking to sponsor the Untamed Chef as well. He has an unbelievable farm of these free-range chickens that are given, you know, a healthy diet, no steroids, nothing. They're grown. They're so, I mean, he brought me a box of 16 chickens yesterday, and I was like, you know what? This is a, I was thinking, I don't have enough room in my refrigerator for 16 chickens. And if they were 16 chickens, you know, that are pumped with steroids and everything, absolutely. But the fact that he gave me 16 of these Golden Valley Farms, all natural, fresh chickens, it reminded me of when I was a kid, and I would always wonder why the chickens didn't grow up to be so big when they'd be walking around on the farm. And the reason why is because it was all natural, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And it's funny that I even said that. I celebrated a birthday on Friday last week. So, yep, I'm officially at that age now where you look back and you see, you know, what have you done? What have you accomplished? How did you change the world in any which way, shape, or form? And it's always funny when I look at it because I really feel, guys, that I've done a lot. And I want to say especially to all of my fans, all of you guys all over the world, thank you so much for your support, for listening to the show, for sharing the show with as many people as you can. It really was. It was a different day for me. It was happy. I'm not saying I wasn't happy. But it was like a reflection on where have 30 years gone. You know, sometimes it's very surreal when we look at life and we look at the past accomplishments and we look at things we wish we could change. And I just got to say thanks with all my heart to God, because I look at so many things that could have happened and they didn't. And I look at so many things that did happen and I'm so glad they did. So thank you, Lord, for looking out for a humble cook, because it could have went really, really bad and it didn't. So like I said, 30 years old, you get a chance to look back at everything you've done. And you know, I know some people on this line are like, man, I'm in my 60s, I'm in my 50s, I'm in my, and I understand that. But for me, 30 is just one of those, it's that number where you really, you look back and see, have you done anything to impact the world, you know? And then I think about the radio show, Foodie TV, everything we're doing now. And I got to say, guys, I'm very pleased with my work. It's a lot of work. It's not an easy day. Everyone thinks, oh, you're self-employed. What does that mean? You know, you get to only work a few hours a day. Absolutely not the truth. I'm on my computer probably till about 11 or 12 every single day because I'm always doing something. A lot of volunteer time. And I got to say it. I mean it with all my heart that I'm grateful for this life. And I'm grateful for having every single one of you who are listening here, near, there, and everywhere. I'm very grateful for all of you and your friendship. And I love you guys all. And thank you so much for making Grilling Ideas what it is. Because we try to give the best shows in every single one of our programs that we do. Every one of us is just trying to give you what it is that you need to hear or you should hear. If it brings a smile to your face, if it makes you a little bit more knowledgeable, then you know what? I think that we have done our job as entertainers and as hosts. So thank you so much to everyone. I really, really do appreciate your friendships and we appreciate your listening. And help spread the word more because what we do on this radio show, nobody else does. And anybody else that does, they don't do it as good as us. So thank you so much. Okay, so happy Chinese New Year. Here's the menu I have. And I'm very grateful, you know. I mean, I think it came out really good, and the client saw it. He was blown away, so I think we got a winner here. I got a smoked chicken with Chinese spices, and we're going to slow roast that. I'm going to smoke it probably for about 2 hours because you're not supposed to ever smoke something past 2 hours. If you smoke something past 2 hours, you're really going to get a lot of a smoky flavor. So I would always say this, guys. Whenever you're smoking anything, I always smoke for 2 hours, and you're always going to smoke on low. I mean, there are some grills out there that you can smoke at 500 degrees, and I wouldn't recommend that because you do not want to smoke to cook. You want to smoke to infuse smoke and flavor. You don't want to smoke to, you know, cook something from a rare to a well done or anything like that. I would recommend you're smoking. You still want the product to be very rare or at least rare, and then you start your cooking process and you turn on your heat and you kill your smoke. Then I have a sweet and sour pork tenderloin with orange honey, pineapple, onion, green and red bell peppers, oyster mushrooms, and black beans. It's going to be like a black bean sauce, so I should have clarified that. We have baked butterfish with a soy, brown sugar, haricot vert or green beans, red peppers, garlic, and lemongrass. Then I have spicy kung pao chicken, wild mushrooms, roasted peanuts, garlic, ginger, and a teriyaki glaze. All the glazes, everything we do is from scratch too. And as after I post this recipe, if anybody wants the recipes for my glazes and teriyakis and all that good stuff, I could give it to you. But I can tell you right now, if you're one of those healthy eaters and you want to probably stay under the radar with this, when you do teriyakis, they have a lot of sugar, a lot of soy, Worcestershire, and sometimes even the teriyaki sauce if you want to add some of that in there. But I don't recommend buying pre-made products just because there's a lot of other additive ingredients that they shouldn't have in there. So I would highly recommend if you're going to buy any products, always buy them just in their raw state as much as possible and get creative with it because that's all we want to do. We want to have fun when we cook. Next, we have seasoned stir-fried vegetables, Singapore chili crab-style prawns with chili sambal, fresh crab, Bangladesh prawns, snap peas, and pearl onions. I have buttery chow mein, fried rice, and for the kids, this is really going to make everybody laugh, is a penne alfredo parmesan chicken as requested by the client. So I don't want you guys thinking, hey, he just took us all the way to China and now we're taking a pit stop to use the bathroom here in Italy, because that's not the case. This is what the kids wanted, so this is what we do. We always got to remember, as chefs, we are servants. We are not rock stars. We're not any of this stuff. I have to always tell everybody all the time, I am not a celebrity. If you want to say I'm a public figure, I guess, because people know who I am. But all I tell myself every day is that you're a cook. You are a cook. You cook for a living. You don't raise the dead. You ain't Jesus. So I always try to keep a level head. Now, like I said, we always want to be, always want to humble ourselves as much as possible. That's important to me because I only get better by people telling me that I'm worse. And sometimes that's hard to do because you really got to go out and find people that don't like you. But in the words of Cat Williams, one of the most funniest people I've ever heard, if you have any haters and they want to hate on somebody, send them my way because I need them. So there it is right there, guys. I ain't going to do the Cat Williams voice. I'm not even going to go butch up his voice. I'm just going to say it just like it is. We really want to be the best of the best at what we do. In order to achieve that, we have to always remember the highest we're ever going to get is a 9. If people want to say it's a 10, then I've done my job, but I will never give myself anything higher than a 9. And the only reason why is I want to get better every single day. And I think I do. I got some upcoming things going on with KC24 on Thursday. They called me and they want me to do 2 segments. It'll be my 5th time being on the show within, a 6.5 month period. So it sure is awesome. When we get recognized for our talent, all we're trying to do is be humble cooks. We really are. We're trying to just give the best of ourselves. And in doing so, it does get recognition. And it's like, one of the greatest chefs I've ever known was a guy by the name of George Quilty. And he was a certified psycho, but man, he was just a real badass dude in the kitchen. 40-plus years, marriage on the rocks. It's just one of those things where it's like, this guy has officially devoted himself to the kitchen. And he would either tell me, I'm going to be your mentor or I'm going to be your tormentor. And you know what? I didn't know what he really meant until I left his kitchen. I was like, man, now I know what he was talking about. And the reason why I bring that up, guys, is we have to always be willing to share our knowledge with people around us. And we also have to be willing to listen to other knowledge from other people. And it helps me to grow every single day, not only as your chef and your friend, but it helps us also to continue to prosper together. I only get better if I try every single day. We don't get better just by sitting at home. Everybody says, Tom, what do you do on your day off? I cook. What do you do on your vacation? I cook. Oh, no, but you're on your vacation. You're not going to be here. No, I'm not, but I still cook. I still practice. I still get better every day. I have to. So I went out yesterday and I bought my first Cambro. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what a Cambro is a insulated food carrier. You put something cold in. Let's say we start off, 32 degrees. You put it in here. You seal it in, you close it up. It's a heavy duty. I want to say it's like some kind of a hard polycarbonate plastic. It's really nice. So I put something in at 32 degrees. Within 3 hours, it'll rise up to about maybe 36, 37 degrees. You know what? I take that back. It'll go up about 3 to 4 degrees. So 33, 34, 35. Yeah. Roughly 35, 36. And hot food, we'll put something in at, 165. 165 will then drop down. You know what? No, I got it better. Let's say 212, boiling. Put it right in there. So 212 will drop down to, 199, 190, my math is off today. What the heck did I have? Oh, I know what I had. I had too much ice cream cake for my birthday. But bottom line is this. Cold goes up 4, 3 or 4. Hot goes down you know, three or four every hour. So this makes it for whenever you want to transport food. Let's say you want to take something, you know, from here to, you know, from Visalia to Fresno. That's, you know, roughly, you know, the average home is about 50 miles away. You know, because I go and do a lot of these dinners for these more high-end people, and they live way out in the middle of nowhere, Fresno. So I would put it in, take it over there, and we'd get it going. And most of the time, I don't believe in this personally because I don't do catering. I do on-site dinners. You could call them catering. You could call them whatever you want. But I do not actually do catering where I cook food and take it somewhere. And the reason why is it's against the law. You need to have a catering kitchen. You need to have a catering license. And you need to have catering insurance because you can get a lot of people really sick, you guys. It's not a joke. And remember, we got to get out of that danger zone. You know, anything between it's been forever culinary style. But that danger zone, I'm going to find it right now, the culinary danger zone here. And I should know this, but I've been out of culinary school for a long time. And I don't do catering. So this was never an issue for me because I've never been a caterer. I'm a chef who likes to go, and I do my dinners on site. We never do catering. So I'm not worried about that. I bought the Cambro for transporting cold foods because that's it right there. So what we always want to remember, anything between 32 and 165 degrees is a danger zone. We can't let food drop below that. So if you're going to transport something, you put that in there. Let's say you're going to go 2 hours away. 165 degrees kills most bacteria within a few seconds. I would say if you want to be safe, jump up to 170. And we always use 165 because they always say whenever you cook a chicken breast, it has to be 165. However, if we cook a chicken breast to 165 degrees and we let it sit there, it's going to push to 170. Hence, you have overcooked chicken. So what do? You cook a chicken to 160, maybe 161. It'll carry over 4 degrees, and now you have a beautifully cooked chicken. And I use the chicken example all the time because we cannot eat chicken at anything less than 165 degrees, or we'll get salmonella and probably die. I don't want none of my audience to die. I don't want nobody who listens to this show to die. But harmful bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli are different story. When these baddies contaminate food, they do without any physical signs, smells, tastes whatsoever. We need to rely on the methods of avoiding getting sick. 165 degrees Fahrenheit kills most bacteria within a few seconds. Whenever we boil, we're boiling at 212. So unless we're cooking in a pressure cooker, which allows us to push past 212 degrees, then we can understand how serious this really is, guys, because I don't want no one to get sick. But remember, when you're cooking, follow the danger and the temperature control system. It's there. It's NSF approved, and it works. It'll save your life. It'll save the life of other people. If you allow it to. And I think sometimes we need to remember, even though we're in a rush, chefs, you know what I'm talking about. I know there's a lot of you guys that listen. We're all in this together. I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. We all are in the same business. We cook for people. We need to stop taking shortcuts with the temperature control system. It's very, very important. There are lives at stake whenever we are messing around with that line. Like I said, even though I don't cater, my license is a private chef. My insurance is a private chef. And that's the way it's always going to be. If you want to show up and do a private event for 100 people, that's still a private event. but you're not going to see me bringing food from anywhere, whether it's a commercial kitchen or my own, into somebody's home or their business. That is not how I work. We always have to remember that our customers are the longevity and the lifeblood of what we do as chefs. If we want them to be happy, if we want them to be satisfied, we have to be willing to spend a little bit of money. That Cambro cost me $340 after tax. And I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on my Facebook so you guys can see it. So Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. I'll have a picture of the Cambro up on there so you can see it. I'll put a picture of it on my LinkedIn. I'll even put a picture of it on my my Instagram. Because I know that everybody listening, you're from all over the world. You guys listen to this show, and I'm hoping that it's just pumping you up with the goods, because that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to share knowledge. We're trying to encourage. We're not trying to do anything to hurt nobody. The basic breakdown of Grilling Ideas is food, you know, friends, fun, and music. And every single show that we have on this network, it tries to cater to all of those needs in a significant and very special way. Whether it's jokingly or it's being serious, we want to give a great show. And the only way to give a great show is to just, we have to be honest with each other. And we put a lot of time and effort into our shows, a lot of scouting to find the right people. And we do it because we care. Not only do we care about you, but we also care about what we're producing. We have so much nonsense in the culinary world right now. We want to give a serious show. We want you to sit down with us, and we want you to listen to what we have to say. And if anybody ever wants to chime in or anything, I know there's a number there. I don't have it in front of me. Got a whole bunch of things in front of me right now, not a phone number. But it's there. Anybody ever wants to chime in, they want to say their piece, they want to say something, you know what? I'm totally cool with that. In fact, I encourage that, because we want to give you the best show we can ever give you. And the only way to do that is to be honest, and it's to be genuine. And I think we do that all the time. So I'm grateful. Okay, so it's all about pistachios this week on Agnet West. And I'm the new featured chef for Agnet West, which is the number one news source for California agriculture in the nation. And what I do now is 5 segments every single week that have to do with a specific food. And I break it down real easy. We go right into it, guys. It's nothing. It's just, it's the truth. It's very easy to get on. You just www.agnetwest.com, scroll all the way down, and you can see the California Kitchen this week is all about amazing kale. I got a recipe there, some tips on how to make it better, and there's some really cool recipes on there. I mean, it really is. They did such a great job, you know. A special thanks to, you know, to Sabrina and her team. You know, they're doing something really special with this, and I'm very honored to be a part of this network now. And as busy as I am, I never forget who I am, where I came from. And who I am is and always will be a chef, a humble cook. And we have to share as much knowledge as we can every single day with every single person. That's how we all grow together. But this kale recipe is, it's pretty sweet. I would recommend go on here, take a look at the recipe, then you click on the link and you can actually listen to it. It's a 3-minute segment I do every day. Now, you would think doing a 3-minute segment is easy. You know, they're like, this guy could talk for 45 minutes, you know, and he can't even do a 3-minute segment. Doing a 3-minute segment is pretty hard because a lot of stopping, going, a lot of typing. But you know what? Like I said, it's worth it because we got a lot of people getting inspired to go out and buy kale. Kale's booming right now in California. It's booming all over the world, but it grows better in California than anywhere else because we have this amazing valley soil. And these recipes are easy. They're, you know, four or five ingredients, a simple breakdown, and we go right into it, guys. There's no hesitation with any of these recipes. We're going right into it. I want to encourage, get everybody pumped up, and that's what we're doing. And right now, it's a hit. A lot of people like what we're doing on AgNet West, and I say we because it's all of us together. I'm just the face of all of us. Your voices are always thought about and considered when I do a radio show, when I do clips for the news, anything I do. I always remember, what would my audience want to see? What would they want to hear? What would they want me to do? So if anybody ever has any critique, anybody ever has anything they say, please just drop me a line. Get at me, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Take a look at the new shows that we got with Foodie TV. We now are hitting 111 million homes are streaming on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Google TV right now. This is so surreal, you guys. I mean, like I said, you never know what the good Lord is going to put in your life until he does. And I'm very, very, very grateful. I'm so honored to be a part of the Foodie TV family. And I just really can't wait till Food Network wants to start battling the Foodie TV chefs on Iron Chef, because I will be the first guy on the plane over there. It'd be an honor. It really would be. And I can tell you guys right now, I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't give thanks to my sponsors. Because these sponsors are the lifeblood of the Untamed Chef and this level of success that we have had. So first and foremost, thank you so much to my Lord and Savior, because it's not possible, not even to think about this idea without you. So I'm very grateful for that. To Grilling Ideas Radio, I never thought this would go where it is and how it's going, but I can tell you right now, I am so happy. I love and look forward to doing my radio show every single week. And I try to give a better show every week. So thank you. Foodie TV, what can I say? I'm just extremely ecstatic. I'm glad I can share my knowledge. Organic Pastures Raw Milk Dairy, Selzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, those guys are rock stars. They were the first ones to come on. They're going to be taken care of. Mr. Victor Perez, attorney at law. The Cellar Door by Sally, California, by Sally at Quick Smog and Repair. EC, I love you, man. Thank you so much. I don't know what I'd do without you, because I don't even know how to change my oil or change my tires. I can barely put air in the damn tire, let alone anything else. Sunbless Orchards, Carolyn, you're such a sweetheart. Madrid's Team Realty, San Joaquin Wine Company, Rosenthal Olive Ranch, and the California Association of Agriculture and Labor. The Visalia Grocery Outlet, we're still doing demos over there. We're going to get back on that next month. The Monterey Sausage Company, whose recipes I will be using on Thursday. Casa Grande Assisted Living, hats off to the Salvera family over there. Cooking Sensations, Gourmet Sensation, or Gourmet Seasoning, Joey and Debbie Mila. The Colburn Cattle Company and Direct Appliance out of Modesto, California. And last but definitely not least, the Glick's Old Fashioned Meat Market. We used all those products on the show when we did our pilot, and we're still not done. We're still going to keep going, and we're still going to keep making things happen. So it never ends for the Untamed Chef. You guys know that. And I'm okay with that. So I have an upcoming trip coming up to Nebraska. Me and Chef Angel Decker from Angel's World. Let me double check. I'm just going to jump on my Facebook here. I just want to make sure, Chef, if I messed that up. Excuse me. I'm very sorry. But I want to check really quick here just to make sure that we are we're all on the same page, because I'm looking forward to going and doing this show. We already got a sponsor for the show. So I will be flying out to Nebraska the first week of March. I'm guessing that's when it is. I mean, I think sometime now and later I should let my wife know, hey, honey, I'm kind of leaving California for a couple of days. You're going to have to pick up the kids. So you know what, guys? It's awesome, because I'm really just trying to inspire and get everybody untamed. And I don't care if it's, here, there, or anywhere. I want to get people just excited about food, especially the food that we cook. And I don't mind taking off, you know, to go and share the knowledge and share the love. I absolutely do not. So I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity. And it's Chef Angel Decker, and we're going to be doing her her show. We're gonna bring it in. We're going to bring it hard. We're going to make sure that everybody knows who we are when we leave. And like I said, it's just getting this opportunity to go, and we got a sponsor already. So guess what? We're going to Nebraska. I don't know what there is to do in Nebraska, but I know that Chef Angel's going to show me a good time, you know, and show me where to go, and hopefully we can do some talks at the culinary schools. And like I said, guys, it's just showing up. If we keep showing up, people will keep coming. So I'm very happy that we got an opportunity to go and represent what we're doing and to give the knowledge to the world. It really is a special day for me to share that with you, because every time I get an opportunity, we're going to do it. Man, there must be some bugs in the air or something. My throat is just all chalked up. Okay, so what I've decided to do was this. I think what we're going to do with Foodie TV Season 2, we're actually going to do some shooting here in California, and we're going to do the last part of the shooting in New York. I am determined to see that Christmas tree in front of the Rockefeller Center. So that is my goal. I was deprived of that last year, with all these protests and all these things going on. So protesters, if you're going to protest after I leave. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll text you and let you know, hey, it's time to protest. That way you can, you know, even if you want to ruin the tree lighting again, you can. Just make sure that I'm not there. So like I said, if we're going to grow, we're going to grow all together. Now, I had a little bit of audience Q&A. My wonderful cousin, Sabrina, she wanted to know, how do you make pancakes? Now, for some of you guys are like, oh my gosh, pancakes, are you kidding me? We have to remember, guys, everybody is on a different level when they cook. Everybody is on a different level when they cook. Not everybody's on the same level, and that's good because that inspires us to be better. But yeah, she wants to know how to make pancakes, so you know what? I wrote up a quick recipe. If I did it wrong, somebody let me know. But pretty much what we'll need here, cuz, is 1 cup of AP flour, 2 tablespoons of white sugar, or if you like them sweeter, another 2 all day. It says 2 teaspoons of baking powder that I wrote down, but I would honestly say 1.5 teaspoons. That's a lot of baking powder. 2 pinches of salt, because I like salt. A beaten egg, 1 cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. Or if you want to be a little bit healthier, you can do olive oil. But remember, olive oil is going to burn faster, so just keep that in mind. And you just mix all your dry ingredients, add in your wet. And on a very lightly oiled pan or griddle, whatever you have in front of you, Sabrina, pour it right on. And as you pour, just you'll see the pancake stretch to the size it's going to stretch to. Wait for little tiny bubbles to start forming, because that means that the dough is cooking through. Give it a flip. I'd say wait about another 3 minutes. Lift up the bottom just to make sure the bottom's cooked, and your pancakes should be done. So it's very easy, because if you have any more questions, just send me an email, www.hhtheuntamedchef.com. Contact me, sponsors link. You can send me an email directly, and I will make sure that everybody can get access to me if you need to. Also, my number's on there. If it's important, you can call me. But I'm busy all day. But if you guys email me, I promise I check my emails at least 7 times a day. And I know that sounds insane, because most people don't check their emails as much as I do. But I do, because it's important that I give you guys the knowledge whenever you need the knowledge. I share it with you as much as I can. And I promise you that's exactly what you're going to get. So what you see is what you get. I'm a stand-up guy. I don't make it impossible for people to want to get a hold of me. It was funny because I had to call Geek Squad on Sunday. It was on Sunday because we had to go to church. I remember like it was yesterday now. It's funny. I was like, oh, I don't remember. Oh, now I remember like it was yesterday. I called Geek Squad, and Geek Squad, it was funny. I was talking to the guy. His name was Brian. And Brian, if you're listening, brother, like I said, I told you I'd give you a shout out. Shout out to my boy, Brian. I just think it's awesome what you did. That was really great. You did an amazing job on my computer. And for the record, I do not look at inappropriate websites. That was not the issue that I was on the computer and why I needed his help. But I had files that weren't opening up, and I don't know. I love my Windows PC, but sometimes, you guys, man, it's a pain in the butt. But it's funny because I'm talking to Brian, and he's all, wait a minute, is this the Untamed Chef? I was like, yes, it is. And he tells me, that is so cool because I was just watching you on YouTube last week. I'm like, what? And you know what? It's funny, guys, whenever someone recognizes you, because I was like, yeah, this is Albert. You know, he didn't know who I was, but then he was like, wait a minute. He's like, I was watching your video on YouTube. This guy was all the way in Ohio. I want to say he was over there next to Akron, Ohio. And I just thought it was really awesome because it's like, wow, we're touching people all over the world. We're hitting them on YouTube. We're hitting them on the radio. We're hitting them on Foodie TV. All these public appearances that I do. I did two of public shows last week. I hit over 8 million people all over California. And I just think it's amazing that every single day we can try to get better. And that's why I'm going to Nebraska. Even though we're going to be using these California-based products out there, that's what food does. That's the unity. That food brings all of us in. It doesn't matter if you get the corn from Nebraska and you get the milk from California. That's what food does. That's what makes food amazing. Why are they shipping millions, if not billions of dollars of fish out of the big fish market in Japan to the United States every 24 hours? Because we want to have the best of the best. And the best of the best comes from everywhere, not just in one area. So I have to say, our soil in the valley is just, there's nothing like it. But I can tell you right now, there are a lot of farms here in California completely shipping out of state. So everybody has access to what it is that we're doing. I just think that's amazing. When we break it down and we look at everything, we grow every day as chefs and cooks, as foodies, as friends, as family. Because we have food to share, that unity that is food. It brings us together. And I can't think of anything else or anything better that I would rather be doing for the rest of my life than cooking for you guys. I have a career day coming up where it's going to be just, you know, talking to a bunch of kids. Now, is it wrong for me to say, hey, become a chef? Maybe it is, because anybody that knows that we're in this business, you do not start off making a lot of money. You don't start off with a lot of friends. But if you're willing to put the time and effort into it, she can be good to you, this career. She really can. I tell everybody I do not work a day in my life when I cook. On Tuesday, I still drive 260 miles. I go visit my brother in county. I go deliver food to client in Bakersfield. So it's not easy, guys. It's not easy. We, every day, want to get better. And the only way to get better is to listen to each other. Nobody's above the law. We're all in the same boat together. We're all here to help each other. Anybody wants to get at me, you guys have my information. Get at me. Send me an email. Drop me a line. Send me a Facebook request. Instagram, UntamedChef777, all one word, all lowercase letters. I want to be friends with everybody. I want to share my knowledge of food with everybody. That's what we're here to do. That's what this whole platform is for. Grilliant Ideas is a place to bring people together. It's a place to share the knowledge that we have with one another. And I learn stuff all the time from everybody. I'm no better than anybody else. I read cookbooks every single day. And I read books on marriage so my wife don't ever leave my ass. It's like, in order for us to grow, we have to be there for each other. That's it. It's not just about the food. There's an amazing movie. It's called Like Water for Chocolate. And if you've never seen it, I would recommend watch it. It's a love story, and I'm a sap for these lovey movies. So You've Got Mail, you know, all these movies. I love them. The Notebook. I love them. But this movie in particular is such a freaking awesome movie because the girl's name is Tita. I believe that's spelled T-I-T-A. When Tita cooks, if she's angry, everybody's all choking. They're all sick outside. If she's sad, everybody's all sad. If she's happy, everybody's all happy. Now, I don't know what the whole breakdown of the movie is, and I'm not going to give anything away because I think it's even on Netflix, Like Water for Chocolate. But it's a Spanish movie. It's in subtitles, and you got to read the subtitles if you want to watch the movie. But I can honestly say that the movie transcends beyond just a love story. It transcends beyond a love attraction this woman has with her food, to the point of this ecstasy where she can change people's minds by what she cooks and by how she feels. Like Water for Chocolate. I believe you guys will love it. I'll post it on my Facebook as soon as we get off so you can find the link and everything. Such an awesome movie. Don't get me wrong. We've had a lot of good movies. Ratatouille, No Reservations, Big Night. But this movie is really a special culinary movie. When I watch this, it tells me every single time, Albert, you are doing what you were supposed to do. And when I look at these amazing accomplishments and the amazing people that inspire me and I inspire, there's not a doubt in my mind that I am doing what I'm supposed to do. So like I said to everybody, thank you guys so much. And we're getting ready to call our show off here, but I wanted to go over a couple more things because it is about that time. It's so fun how quick the time flies by when I'm hanging out with you guys. So thanks again. It's always fun. So like I said, upcoming recipe for KC24, I'm going to be doing a Monterey sausage, which is a local sausage company here in Fresno, Sicilian sausage. It's got some spice to it. It is so good. We're going to be doing that with a pistachio spinach raw cream pesto. And we're going to, not only are we going to do this recipe, but I'm going to be demonstrating it. You'll be able to see it on Wednesday. I'm sorry, on tomorrow, on Thursday. If anybody wants to see it, it'll be available. I highly recommend watch this amazing, you know, demo that we're going to do. Because you can get these sausages locally and they'll be available at 16 Save Marts all up and down the beautiful state of California here, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. That's, from what I understand, that's what's supposed to be going on. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be delicious. And we're just going to have some fun on there. We just want to get people excited and get them pumped up about what we're doing. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. And remember, stay untamed. There's nothing better to be in this world than be untamed. There are no limits to food. Only the limits that you put on your food are the limits that you put in your own life. Make it taste good. Make it look good. And have fun doing it. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef.